Hello, podcast.
No, I don't think you've ever started it that way.
Well, Nikki, we're going for variety these days.
I think that adds a certain specialness to this podcast today.
So excited to be here and I'm part of the podcast family, which includes you. Podcast. So, hey, here's what you can look forward to listening to. More talk of soda withdrawal.
You'll have that for probably the next 30 days.
Yeah, the next whatever. You know, it's funny. You don't want to make statements like I quit forever, but boy, I got to tell you right now, coming off of it has been so hard.
That you would never want to go back on it.
I don't want to go back. Sure. Even like, well, you can have a little. And it's like, no, that's how it starts. It starts with a little. Even Nikki will know. Sometimes I would just cut back.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty soon we do a fundraiser. And the next thing you know,
you're back with a vengeance.
You're all the way back in. So I think I might be gone forever. It's tough, whatever. And I know that people are doing tougher things than this,
sure.
So I can do this.
Well, we'll keep you updated on that, so that's in this podcast.
Today's National Hot Dog Day. We talk about stuff to put in my basement.
With National Hot Dog Day, we talked about this new Heinz Chicago-style sauce, which you'll hear about.
Yes.
I looked more into it. People were mad because there was a video, which either was like a total joke or just a prank video, of them having people in Chicago taste test this new Chicago-style sauce.
Right.
Which is basically, which again, we'll cover more, is ketchup.
Yeah.
But certain people in Chicago don't like to ever have ketchup with their hot dogs. So they got mad that they tricked them into having ketchup in order to promote this product.
But people liked it.
Yes, but they were mad because they don't want ketchup, and that's what
right.
It is. So it's deep.
It's
hurt runs deep.
There's a lot of hurt on the internet, isn't
there? Apparently.
Some very particular kinds. Let's see. Nikki in her flip-flops, my basement, pulling people in the wagon, and Putin makes an appearance. I'll just say that.
It's a full podcast.
It is. So anything else?
Have
anybody?
A wonderful day. Don't forget to catch up with us through Radio U Riot on Facebook if you would like,
mm-hmm.
or through riot.radiou.com. We talked to Daraj, so that was in yesterday's podcast.
Yes.
But you can also always join us for more stuff through Radio U Riot on YouTube as well.
All right, everybody. Good. Okay, I see that hand. We'll talk after class. It is the Riot.
The worst of the riot. Proof that you're already living in that dark future dystopia. Radio U.
I don't want to make this a daily thing, but we got to check back in on this. I've become convinced that the problems that I'm having basically revolve around soda withdrawal.
At this point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I did a little poking around last night because I was pretty angsty yesterday. I was trying really hard not to be. I was trying to keep my angst to myself.
Which I think if you're trying not to be, makes a focus, like you're
makes
realizing.
Probably worse.
It probably makes it worse because you're just so super sensitive to the fact that you're going through something.
And so I thought to myself, I'm like, okay, so what that I haven't had, I don't know, like whatever food and however long, like that's not it. And then I just thought to myself, like, okay, I'm going to read about other people that have stopped drinking soda. And it's like, hey, look, this is me. These people.
You see you recognize it?
Yeah. Like for different people, it's been different things. But for me, it has a lot to do with just getting angsty, a little angry at times. And also,
frustrated, I feel.
Yes.
Yeah.
This immense feeling of frustration. And like when I go home at night, it feels like you can't enjoy anything because that's the other thing I figured out. The stuff that I used to do to relax, I would have a trusty soda by my side the whole time. So like, hey, I'm really excited to play this game. Ooh, let's get a good soda and sit down and sip some soda and play this game.
But it's not like I feel like you had a crazy amount of soda. I think You had a normal amount, but he's been doing a cleanse and then you reintroduce stuff back, but certain things don't come back. And
no soda.
I feel like soda does not come back. And at this point, though, you're, what, almost 15 days? 12,
yeah,
13?
What's it? Today's 12 or 13. I can't remember.
And so I just didn't know the soda withdrawals would be at this point. I thought would have been early on.
Well, see, but I feel like I sailed through a lot of
the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it was no big deal. But this is the thing that gets me. It's like it's come on the back end, just like, all
like,
right, guy.
Like a dragon.
Yeah. It's like, hey, bro, like, we've been cool with this for, you know, now. But like,
it's over.
Real talk, let's get down to business. And I'm struggling. And I'll tell you what, the thing is, last night, really coming to the conclusion about it, it just made me mad.
Again, that's the frustration.
But see, what it doesn't know is that it made me the wrong kind of mad. Because now it's like, oh, you're telling me to drink it? Is that what you're telling me? You'll never have it again. Ever.
So just keep going on.
Oh, man.
One day and then the next.
Seriously, I know there's not a single person within the sound of my voice that's never had soda, but if you don't have a habit yet, you just need to just stop.
Don't start one.
You don't want it because this sucks. It just does.
And that's the quote.
I'm just telling you. I am just telling you.
Don't want to talk to the riot? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U.
Could you pass this chocolate milk? It's next to the strawberry, which is it's right next to the, what is that? Oh, I'm sorry, the eggnog. Just pass me the chocolate milk.
Move past there, way past the creamers.
Yeah, there you go. Chocolate milk. It's good, right? Makes you feel good about yourself, makes you feel good about others. And the people in San Francisco have declared war on chocolate milk.
Why can't they just leave things alone?
Why can't they leave things alone?
Now, you're talking about like San Francisco proper, but they always try to be a downer on anything fun.
Which, again,
even down to like different things at fast food restaurants.
It's bizarre. You can't have a happy meal there, but you can take a dump on the street.
I don't know if they see it. You know, maybe they're just too far in.
I guess.
And they need to take a trip out and then look back in to see how their city reflects.
The entire city is a toilet, but you for darn sure are not going to find a blank there.
You can't have chocolate milk for sure.
No, did you see what they did yesterday?
No.
They banned chocolate milk in all San Francisco schools.
Why? Well, I know like why they would be saying that, but come on.
It's a war on childhood obesity, Nikki.
You might as well just take out all milk.
They had that is exactly what I thought.
It's all if you just think the white milk doesn't have the same like sugar stuff in it, you're wrong.
If you want to get super particular, if you're drinking milk, you're getting dairy, you're getting sugar. Obviously, that means you're enslaving cows. Like the whole dairy industry owns you. They put a drop of chocolate sauce in there, and you think that changes the world?
It's like it's too much.
No,
is strawberry not already? Like, is that already banned? Or are they coming for that next?
I don't think they had strawberry. I was just making that up, but I mean, just as a side note, strawberry milk can be great.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had it?
Remember, I don't like strawberries much.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So, I don't like milk. So I really was really a downer during school time.
So what'd you drink?
I don't recall drinking much of anything.
Oh man, I got two milks every day.
Did you?
Two milks.
Well, you're not welcomed in San Francisco then.
Well, I can have my plain milk. But
for now.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to take that away. See, my thought is like at some point, if you really want to battle childhood obesity in San Francisco City schools, just take away the food. There you go. No food for anyone.
We're walking close to that line.
All right. No happy meals, no milk, food.
I feel bad. Like if you lived like right on the line of San Francisco and you saw this whole other world just right across the road of like drive-thrus and happy meals and chocolate milk and all this stuff, and you got nothing.
You just look across
but
and
high
you
rent
just,
and everything.
You just see a chocolate milk paradise.
Yes.
Rivers of chocolate milk flowing from all these homes.
Having fun at school and you've never experienced that.
Their grades are up. Everybody's happy.
Mm-hmm.
All because of that. Like you see parents hugging their children. I'm so proud of you. Glub, glub. It must be the milk.
And you are stuck there.
Yeah. No chocolate milk for you. If you go to San Francisco City schools, which I don't. It makes me want to go to a convenience store right now and just sit in front of a school as kids are going in drinking a Hershey's chocolate milk.
Be like, what? Are you guys missing this?
My favorite part of the worst of the riot, when they shut up and the music starts. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Aw, feeling a little nostalgic about last fall when everyone was going to Chipotle and, you know, getting sick and everything.
We never got to be a part of that group.
Oh, man.
And that's a shame.
You know, here's some excitement, though. Like, good times are here again. All the good times that we had back in the fall, like, we're back at it.
Was that last fall with Chipotle or was that the year before?
Man, was it?
I feel like it was longer ago than you think it was when Chipotle had several issues with, was it norovirus?
Something.
And there was like, hey, everybody at this school got sick, or, you know, just it was quite a lot.
Well, in the one particular case, they were like, hey, we can't even confirm that it was technically Chipotle's fault. It was just someone was sick and they all went to Chipotle that night. So it was like everybody, because you know how college kids just be making out with everybody. That's not Chipotle's fault.
So
I think that was in the press release.
It led to a lot of problems, but Chipotle had a hard time bouncing back. It's been a few years because they offered the free burrito, won't you still love us again, that thing.
So you think it's been 2 years?
Two or maybe three.
No, not three.
Yes, I think it's been.
Man, they're just.
It wasn't last year.
All right.
It can't be.
That's why, Nikki, this hits even harder for me, because I'm just like, remember when times were good and people were throwing up at Chipotle, but like it's totally back.
I think it's been a bit.
Sterling, Virginia, they had to close because, Nikki, you're going to love this. You ready? Several people that were in that area, they were, they say they had vomiting, fever, and diarrhea.
Okay, there's the list.
Wow. Oh, dude, have you ever... Okay, I can't get it to open now. I don't know if it's real. I don't know if... Like, they're down now, so I don't know if they'll go back up. But apparently, there's a website called I Was Poisoned where you can go and report food poisoning. Whoa. Mm. So between July 14th and 15th, they had 13 customers who got sick at that particular Chipotle who reported, dude, vomiting violently and violent stomach cramps. There's a lot of violence there. So one person ended up having to go to the hospital twice. And they believe it was the norovirus.
It was norovirus. So, okay, I pulled up stuff on Chipotle. Looks like it was 2015 that they had that big issue where 100 or so people got sick.
A year and a half ago.
And this article that came out last year talks about how the 100 legal cases that went against Chipotle, then people got a cash settlement. And
of course, and free burritos for life.
No, one person chose that. They wanted the free burrito coupons as part of her settlement, but the rest just got a cash thing.
Huh. I wonder how much they got.
Yeah, that makes
$50.
I mean, you're getting sick anyways, but how nice would it be to get sick and money?
Dude.
Afterwards, it'd be okay.
So that
but
was,
norovirus is really, there's levels to it. So like, we're only joking if you got the, yes, you're sick, but you're still alive problem, yeah. But that you can get really, really sick.
I've never technically had norovirus, I don't think. Nick has, and I'll tell you what, he doesn't laugh about it.
No one wants any of that.
You try to make jokes about it, like he's not.
But again, a cash settlement and norovirus, that's not as bad.
Okay. All right. Okay. How much would I have to pay you to have the norovirus?
Give me $500.
That's all?
That's it.
That is it.
Wait. How many days sick?
It usually lasts 3 days.
Yeah, $500. That's more than you'd make during that time.
Nikki, I just got to tell you. That,
you want it to be more than that?
That bar is way too low.
Now, if I'm suing someone and you can get more money.
No, lab study. I'm going to inject you with the norovirus. You're going to have violent vomiting and diarrhea for 3 days. You can have $500.
No, it actually sounds pretty good.
What, $500 to lose all that weight? Sure.
It's a great 3-day cleanse.
The Riot has a problem with authority.
It's a little rule. Maybe you're not familiar with it. Nobody tells me what to do, ever.
So if you talk to people about hot dogs, especially people from Chicago, things get weird. Because, you know, just like with pizza, there's a Chicago versus a New York hot dog thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, some people take it super intensely.
Well, in Chicago, you're not supposed to put ketchup on a hot dog.
And there it is.
That's the main one.
Who cares? I'm putting ketchup.
You can put mustard on it, I think,
right.
Just a little,
yeah.
But you're not supposed to put ketchup.
I think that's ridiculous. I love ketchup on a hot dog, and I know, here comes the march of people that are like, blah, 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 idiot with this ketchup, blah, 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 here's some condescending language, blah, 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 insult, blah, 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 ketchup on a hot dog.
Most people are with you, and they feel like ketchup on a hot dog is no problem.
Well, in Chicago, it's
ugly. It is something. Like, if you go to some of the... sort of the hot dog places where they kind of really really own up to that. They don't they don't offer ketchup.
Well, Nikki, I'll tell you this right now. Today's National Hot Dog Day.
It is.
It is. And in I love this, at Wrigleyville Dogs in Chicago, they're offering two free hot dogs that are topped with, you ready? Chicago dog sauce.
What is the sauce?
That is a product that is being pushed by Heinz. It's just ketchup, but it has been relabeled
so it's
Chicago
not
dog sauce.
Oh.
So they are trying to, you know.
Yeah, get people in on that.
Mm-hmm.
How funny.
Apparently,
well, the
like,
city has like a no ketchup rule, which I don't know if that's really real or if it's something, but the Chicago dog sauce is the way for Heinz to get around that for places that don't serve ketchup.
Mm-hmm. So there you
it
go.
It is ketchup.
Chicago dog sauce if you want some.
I love a Chicago, the hot dog with the pickles and stuff. But
I don't like the
peppers on it, but I like the pickles.
See, I don't like pickles, and for me, peppers are iffy. It depends, but not on
them?
A hot dog. You know, whole pack? And what if you picked them?
I mean, what would you do?
Perfect.
My goodness.
It's everything I want.
So I guess happy National Hot Dog Day then.
Yeah. Eat a hot dog today. You know what? And I just... Just know that
no, that was yesterday. No, wait, was it? Is it
July
today?
19th? That's
July 19th,
today, right?
Today, okay.
Wednesday, July 19th?
I was looking at a lot of tweets from yesterday, getting you ready for, I guess, today then.
I mean, unless I'm just completely getting this wrong, like, I got this as being today, Nikki. National Hot Dog Day. And I, you know, I get a hot dog and put some ketchup on it because I'm a real man.
You can handle it.
I can handle that and your criticism.
Or you could put some Chicago style sauce on it.
Chicago hot dog sauce. Nothing better on a dog.
Some of that, it rolls right off, right?
Imagine a world where the Riot never talks and it's glorious Radio U music for hours on end. Now, imagine the opposite of that. You're already there. It's the worst of the Riot on Radio U.
Have you ever gone to like make some kind of a change in your life, positive, negative, whatever, only to have people be like, you?
Me not be supportive.
Well, you know, they like to remind you of what you did before. Like, oh, yeah, so you're the one that's going to stop drinking. You, the one who got in the fight at the pizza last Friday night.
In Canada.
You're all of a sudden like, hey, I'm not going to do this anymore.
They throw it in your face, even if it's in a joking way.
Oh, yeah, man. People, and, you know, they say they're friends, and I don't know, maybe they are. Maybe they're not. Maybe they're not. Reading the situation and how serious you are, et cetera, et cetera. Here's something I want you to know, is that God knows your past. All of it. Your friends don't even know everything. They got like little snapshots. They've seen bits and pieces. God sees who you are on the outside and the inside. He knows the entire story. And I want you to know something. When you decide that you're going to make a good change, God is not laughing at you. He is rooting for you. God actually wants to see you make some better choices. God wants to see a better life for you. And no, that doesn't necessarily mean a yacht. I'm talking day-to-day, rubber meets the road life kind of stuff where you say, well, you know what? I'm not going to do that anymore. I shouldn't do that. You might not be able to do it under your own power. You might have some stuff you want to quit where you're like, man, I can't. I want to, but I can't. And see, that might be why your friends are laughing at you. They know that you're trying, but you can't. But I want you to know that with God's help, you can. Jesus wants to remake you on the inside and start pushing that towards the outside. He wants to give you what it takes to quit some things and start some other things. If that's what you want. God is not going to laugh at you. God is not going to mock you. God isn't even going to mock you if you are trying really hard and then you don't get it right. He just wants to forgive you, pick you back up, and get you started again. So no matter how many times you've tried, this time it is different because this time God is going to be with you. And every time after that, say, Jesus, I need that. I want you in my life. I want you to fill me with your spirit. Everybody's laughing. I need somebody to help me, God. Please help me. And look, you start a relationship with him. Anything else you got going on today, you can talk to him about it. Anything else.
Recycling paper is like planting a tree. Recycling the Riot is like burning down the rainforest.
We ain't gonna be in no fire, not today.
It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
All right, Nikki, I need a piece to display.
Yeah.
In my basement now.
Furniture piece or a piece of art?
I feel like probably more like art, something I could install. What I have is there's a place where there's some kind of plumbing, whatever. So it's just this odd, it's a finished basement,
yeah.
But it's kind of this odd platform where it's probably 3-4 feet off the ground. And you've got, what would it be like? Maybe an 18 inch by 18 inch box, basically, yeah. Where there's just nothing.
So you want to cover it?
So, well, I wasn't going to cover it because it's against the wall. So, like, it's part of the wall. So it's just this, like, box that pops out from the wall. And it'd be a perfect platform to set something on. But I just need to know what exactly would be a good choice for me to put in a place like that.
Well, I'm assuming you already have your Blu-rays and DVDs and stuff out. Or?
Those are not decorations.
Those are not. Oh, you want decoration.
Those are out in the, like,
movie
I got
poster,
them hidden.
You have those on the wall.
Well, that's on the wall.
Yeah.
But see, this is something, and this is where it gets weird. It's like, this is a three-dimensional space where I could put something.
You could get, like, one of those fake Oscar things that says World's Best DJ and make a little shelf for your tchotchke stuff.
Okay. All right. That's a possibility. See, I was thinking of a single piece that would be, you know, anywhere from, let's say, 3 feet tall that would sit.
Are you thinking about a Godzilla?
I hadn't until you just said that.
Do you want a bigger Godzilla?
That's a great idea.
You could put one there. That'd be kind of fun. A little nod to what you like.
I do already have a Godzilla that sits in the back of the room.
Justin, excellent idea. Justin said get a plant so you can have something, you know, fresh in there. Fresh air, the living thing. I never thought of going that route.
You know, it's really exciting that this is your first time listening to the show. thank you so much for joining us.
You obviously know nothing about Obadiah, but no, I appreciate you texting in. That's a great idea. Put a plant there. A little cactus thing. Those succulents are super popular right now and very expensive, but they're popular.
This is, Julian wants you to know that's Julian.
Oh,
Nikki,
Julian.
Not Justin.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Julian. No cactus? No nothing?
Low maintenance? I think those are great for normal people.
You don't have to do anything to it.
Like,
I saw one at Costco. It's a little pricey, though. It's like $17 and you get one cactus thing.
Yeah.
Okay, no. So let's move on.
I mean, like, I think it's a great idea.
How about a snack bar? You could put a little couple of boxes with random snacks for those who come visit the basement.
Okay. Ooh, now we're getting somewhere. Rick says a Zelda figurine.
Okay.
Like maybe a big Zelda. I will tell you, when I was
altar?
When I... Boy, it had to get weird, right? You had to make it
That's
weird.
That's how you do it, right? So, you go in there, it's like, well, there it all is.
Everybody come and pray to Zelda.
No one said that. But that's what that would be called.
If we're building an altar, how far off are we really? Well, I looked at, while I was in Gatlinburg... Nikki, there was this store, and I was told that it was creepy, but I disagree, where you went in, and they sold all kinds of stuff. So many swords, you can't even imagine.
Sure.
And they had replica swords, like the Zelda Master Sword. They had a replica Master Sword.
But are you supposed to place it on the wall?
See, that's what I was thinking. It's not quite. And they also had a replica shield as well, which I thought, you know, could totally work. Let's see. Carl says a 3-foot framed picture of my professional headshot.
Oh, that'd be nice.
You know what, Carl? I already have one on the other wall.
So he's good on that, but thanks.
Oh, Boone says a freestyle machine.
You need more space for that.
I know. That's something that I would actually
install in the back. But the snacks could go next to it.
Yeah. Nikki, I love your idea of a snack bar. I do. But you know what I think I'm probably going to have
popcorn
to do
is... Popcorn machine?
Okay,
you could place one of those on there?
That's not bad. That's not bad. But I, what do you say if we just shut down and spend the rest of the afternoon on ThinkGeek
to come up with what
just
can you
see
put
if we can find, you know, like a statue,
little box thing that he has in his basement.
I think it seems, I mean, you know, like a good use of time. And then Nikki, of course, I'll need you to purchase whatever we find because I'm a little low on cash right now.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
But it would be great if you could help me.
Well,
so.
Good ideas. I'm going for a plant or the cactus setup.
All right. And no plants. No plants. I need something that is decidedly more geeky than that, I guess. Oh, Zelda replica sword, and then you stick it in the box and make it look like it's in the stone. So, like, you know, in time of need, I could pull Excalibur from
I was thinking a coffee bar, but yeah, the Zelda sword works too.
Okay.
The part that keeps me up at night, we paid them for this. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
I've been responding to text messages from everybody. You guys have had some great ideas for what to put in the corner.
For the design of his
basement space,
slash office at home, your in-home office.
Jacob says a Terminator endoskeleton hand.
You said you had this box from something plumbing that comes out of the wall that's covered, but you want to set something on it or... make it look a little bit more...
You want to decorate it up a little
usable
bit.
Space.
Yeah. So I've been spending the last 5-10 minutes on ThinkGeek in their clearance section.
I mean, so how can we promote the Christmas in July channel then when we're busy with that?
Well, Nikki, this would be some things that people could get me for Christmas in July. So that's a thought.
So what else is there?
I found a BB-8 architectural desk lamp.
You want to put a lamp on that?
I mean, you could.
It's Someone, fun. Oscar, called in and brought up maybe an aquarium.
I like that.
That'd be nice.
Okay, this I might have to get. This will not fit. This is just a blanket because, you know, sometimes it gets a little cold down there. But this is a Star Trek The Next Generation fleece blanket.
Oh, boy.
Wouldn't you like to have one of those?
You for you.
So, like, hey, it's cold down here. Well, I feel like going to the command section. Got a red blanket.
Did you mention the Legend of Zelda stained glass wall decal that you
How
sent me?
How awesome is that? All right. I was thinking you could put that on the stairs on
and
your way down.
It looks like you have windows in the basement, but you're not having big windows.
Right. But
so
I could.
It still looks like it.
Those stained glass decals, I could put those descending the stairs.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you're coming into the Temple of Time or
I
something.
Like
I don't know.
The example, when you look at the Legend of Zelda wall decal, stained glass ones,
yeah.
It shows that it's above the bed in a younger boy's bedroom. So
what? Okay, just to be clear, if you think
that hurts your feelings
that
and will keep you from doing
me or
it,
makes
doesn't.
Me feel bad.
It doesn't.
Like, oh, look, this is something children would like. Have you ever heard our show?
I know. I'm just pointing it out.
I'm not scared of it.
You can do that, or you can put that in a basement office, like Obi might do that.
Yeah. So the only problem is, how many do you think? Do you get all three,
no,
or do you just get one?
It's a self-adhesive stained glass windows from Legend of Zelda, The Wind Waker.
All these people are saying that it ripped the paint right off their walls when it came down.
Any decal will do that. A little touch up afterwards, you're fine. Besides, I'm sure if you ever moved rooms, that would only enhance the selling feature of said room.
Like, hey guys, do you want to come down?
Stained glass window. They're like, is it real?
Man, you know that it is.
Like, no, it's not. All right. Well, just keep looking and seeing if there's anything else you want.
Nikki, did you see the text that Shrew just sent in?
No.
I'd like for you to read it out loud, please.
Sounded like a judgment statement to me. No, I didn't make it like a judgment statement. It was just a pointing out statement.
That's judgment.
That everything you brought...
Nikki, observation is judgment.
No, everything you brought to the table for this...
Hashtag Obadiah is Barb.
What should you put in your basement as decoration?
Yeah.
We've given you some lovely ideas of some, like an aquarium or the plant or a cactus
I don't
or
want
something.
Things that are alive, okay?
But you need to branch out and try that, not a wall decal.
Oh my gosh. You know what? So basically.
Or a sword in the stone.
Hey, could you put something in your basement that I like instead of focusing on yourself?
No, I just want you to think of some other options. I'm going for the popcorn maker. You should totally put that down there.
Agree that, you know, Nikki, it would be really nice to have a popcorn maker in the basement.
Yes, I think we could all come to the middle if we just landed on food.
How about this? This is great. It's his first time texting. why not convert it to a stand-up arcade-style console with mounted flat screen?
Hello, that's perfect.
It is a great idea.
A little bit more money than maybe you were wanting to put into it, but...
You guys, these ideas are fantastic. I will tell you, it's in the corner, like, next to the TV.
So that might be a bit weird.
It wouldn't quite work. I really just need something to stand on, but that's my favorite idea we've had so far. Make it into a Mario style pipe, says Bridget in Columbus. That's not
also
bad.
A good idea too.
That's not bad.
You can get another wall decal.
Yeah.
That's not a judgment statement.
Oh, it sure was.
It's not.
You know what it was? Because, Nikki, I don't know if you're familiar. I want to introduce you to a word. Okay.
Tone.
The word is tone.
Tone.
Yeah. It's all about tone.
Might even a slight eye roll on that.
You have a tone.
I did have a tone.
The Riot.
Apparently, some of the less athletic types go nuts for this stuff.
Radio U.
You know, there is a... I feel like there's a, you know, a thing here in the studio and among the audience and stuff where Nikki is the one that has it all together, and then Obadiah is kind of the hot mess.
The free spirit.
He's the one that can't commit, can't focus, can't finish.
That's not true.
Can barely start. Nikki's the one that is conscientiously living her life, making things happen, making moves, and all those kinds of things. And I just want you to know that all of that's true. But
one thing,
Nikki is not without her fatal flaw. Nikki's fatal flaw, people,
is
she wears flip-flops.
I do, and I'll wear flip-flops till the day I die. And no matter, well, I am aware I will not wear them past like a certain temperature. So if it gets colder, like too cold, I'm not someone who's like, you know, I see guys sometimes, like it could be snowing in a place and they're still wearing shorts.
Yep.
Like, I don't do that. I usually try to get a certain temperature. Mm-hmm. But I love flip-flops. I hate wearing socks. I hate wearing shoes. My toes hate to be bunched in. I hate it.
See, I like a good sock.
Do you? You feel comforted by it?
Oh,
man, it stresses
so
me out. I just hate it.
We are looking at yet another article telling people to please
stop wearing them.
Stop wearing their flip-flops. Nikki, do you know that you could get plantar fasciitis? That's the thickening of the plantar fascia, a band of tissue running underneath the sole of the foot. I will tell you, as someone who's had that,
it's painful.
The worst.
Yeah.
It is the worst. And it takes forever to get over it. Also, chafing can be a problem. Blisters, calluses, soreness, puncture wounds, torn nails, insect bites, sunburn.
The list is long. I don't care.
I even skipped some of the options. You know, they're saying right here what you need to do is get arch-supported, cushion-soled flip-flops.
They said how you should be picking flip-flops only like the foot association like deems approved.
Mm-hmm.
And you know those are not nice looking ones.
You need to take your flip-flops to your podiatrist and see what he thinks
Who
of them.
Who goes to a podiatrist?
People that have foot problems. People kind of like you, Nikki, who... Those people that go to a podiatrist, they used to say,
Who goes
to a podiatrist?
Now you have to go to a foot doctor.
Mm-hmm.
No, I still don't have plans to stop wearing flip-flops. Though I have to just get new ones each summer. I feel like I wear them down too much.
Yeah, and what, $1? $2?
No. I don't buy the Old Navy ones.
$3.50.
No, these were about $20.
Show, pick that up, one up and show it to me.
These?
$20?
Yes.
I'm gonna patch it.
These are Roxy's.
Oh my gosh. All you paid for was that name and that little gold flashy thing.
These are
on
Reef.
Them.
Yes, that's basically
that's
it.
That's all it is. It's a rubber. 10 cents for the flip flop and $19.90
for
that
jewelry.
Little strip that's on the side
that's
of it there.
Exactly what I did. So I invested a little bit more money in these.
See, guys, see how Nikki doesn't have it all together.
But my other pair.
See Nikki's fatal flaw.
No joke, my other pair, they have a hole in the bottom. So I try not to wear those as much.
I have
because I'm just walking on the ground.
You just throw them away?
No, I will. I just haven't been ready yet. I really like them, and the other foot's fine.
It's time.
I know it is,
it's
isn't
time,
it?
Okay?
I know it is.
It's time. Those have to go. I'm still wearing the same flip-flops I bought, I don't know how many years ago, but...
You're no better then.
No, I only wear them in the shower at the gym.
Starting your day with the worst of the riot is a great idea, because it's guaranteed to get better from here. It's The Riot on Radio U.
One of my favorite things that I saw on the internet yesterday is a mom that's in big trouble, okay?
What'd she do?
Well, all right, you know how you have one of those little, like, wagons when you're a kid? Like
yes.
A little red wagon?
Yeah, like I see sometimes at the zoo, like they'll pull the wagon.
Okay, well, what if there were some kids that were in a little red wagon being pulled by a station wagon?
Well, I guess that kind of works. A wagon with a wagon. But you're not allowed to do that.
How about this?
Don't tell me it's on the freeway.
Well, there was a witness that reported that they were traveling over 30 miles per hour.
Well, why can't the kids just be in the car? Why do they have to be in the wagon?
I don't know. So she says, this is fantastic, all right?
Here's her excuse.
Here's how it goes. Four different motorists called the police reporting that this happened. So you got this lady pulling this wagon. She said the other driver said the woman was waving at them like...
She didn't care.
No big deal.
Yeah.
And when the police came, she didn't seem to understand what the problem was. So she's just like, what?
Why is it wrong?
This is fun. Like, I just wanted the kids to have fun. This is fun. Pull them in the car. You know, hopefully they don't get run over, but I'll have more.
Well, probably,
she didn't say that part. I added it.
Because they're on roads. There's no seatbelts, if I recall, when I would be in a wagon. If I recall any of that.
Well, it's been a while since I've been in a wagon.
Me too.
Okay, but in the wagon, you had a 2-year-old, 4-year-old, and an 8-year-old.
Did they have fun, or...
I don't know.
It'd be even worse if they weren't having fun.
Again, this is apparently people tailed them because I have a photo of it.
Mm-hmm.
And
can I see the photo?
Yeah. One of the witnesses said that the 2-year-old began screaming once. Are you ready for this? Once the wagon went up on 2 wheels.
Where's the video of this thing? Poor children, but still. What is this lady doing?
I know.
Is she on something? What is this?
That's even better.
She must be.
No,
she must be.
She was not intoxicated.
She must be on something still that they weren't testing for.
Oh, what do you mean? Like maybe an over-the-counter thing that maybe went south?
That
or
made
what?
Your the warning bell stop ringing when you were doing something wrong?
You know, Nikki, there are certain antidepressants that cause you to lose impulse control.
Correct.
So, I mean, like, that's a possibility.
Yeah, so she waved it because she was going in a roundabout, which is amazing.
Whoa! I didn't even catch that.
She's going
part.
In a roundabout.
She's in a roundabout?
Yep.
Look, I'm... Okay, all right. Let's get real for a minute. If your mom was doing something like this in the neighborhood, I can see it being like, what the heck?
Like,
but
in the
end
of the cul-de-sac.
Right.
like something very, very slow.
5 miles an hour. It's still crazy dangerous, whatever.
They went over 30, and then the 2-year-old, like you said, began to cry. The wagon tipped up on 2 wheels, so she took the toddler out of the wagon, put her in the car, and then continued driving with the 4 and the 8-year-old still in the wagon attached to the station wagon while driving on main roads.
Mm-hmm. So she, not drunk, she now faces 2 counts of reckless endangering with a 3rd count pending, which maybe, I don't know what the 3rd count
Listen,
would be.
Your mom can't be your friend, like buddy, like prank friend. Like your mom has to be the one to tell you, no, we're not attaching the wagon to the car and going out for a drive. That's your mom's job.
You know what?
Not to be like, sure, kids, let's go.
Well, I had a friend that like we would do a thing where we had a skateboard and a bike, and so we attached a rope to the bike, and it was like, hey, pull me on the skateboard, and we did that for a while.
But you hid that from doing it from your mom, because your mom would stop you.
Yeah, there were no adults around for that.
So I don't understand when you're bringing the adult, and the adult is your mom, and like, yeah, sure, let's go. I'll drive you.
The 2-year-old is screaming, and it's like, fine, get in the car, you big baby.
As it's on 2 wheels. That
Mommy,
is so
I
sad.
I am a baby.
But why can't we see any of this stuff? Why don't we ever drive around and have this stuff happen?
I don't want to see it because, Nikki, here's the thing. If I see it, you have to do something about that.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, if you saw,
while you're filming it, though.
Because my first thought is, she doesn't know she's dragging kids.
But she is.
She just picked up some kids in a neighborhood. She doesn't even know.
Or they attached themselves to the car and she has no idea.
Wow.
Worst of the riot, not enough. Not enough. Check the blog and all things riot at riot.radiou.com.
You know what, Nikki? I feel like it's been a while. Would you be interested in taking a little stroll down memory lane?
Yeah, where do you want to go?
Putin!
Aw, you haven't played this in forever.
Putin! I got Vlad news, Nikki.
It's
Putin!
It's a long one.
Mm-hmm. Putin!
Still goes.
Putin! 20 seconds.
Putin, kind of uncomfortably long.
I feel like you make it awkward.
Putin,
I think we could play this in rotation, like, and people would dig it. It'd be in the most wanted for sure.
Yeah.
Putin.
Nope, not done yet. And there it is. Done.
It's a great song.
It is.
It's a great song.
I wrote one of your earlier works.
Yeah. I mean, I wrote it about one of our leaders from Russia. There's a claim floating in the Russian media about one Vladimir Putin that I think I might completely believe. It could be outrageous, but I've seen some pretty outrageous stuff.
I've seen the picture of him on that eagle.
That's real.
With his shirt off. So.
Did you see him riding a bear shirtless?
Yes, and he went fishing that one time and got the Greek artifacts because he just happened to be there.
And remember, he was dating that model who takes pictures of him?
Yes.
He doesn't take pictures of the model, guys.
Mm-mm.
She takes pictures of him.
So there's been a lot of stuff.
There has been a lot of stuff. Here's the word, according to this news report coming out of Russian media. They're saying that a couple times a year, he takes blood baths.
To stay young?
He takes a bath in blood extracted from severed deer antlers.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so they said that it is it aids in men's health, and of course, you know what else it does.
Oh, yeah, every time. Every time. It's like this weird, poor endangered animal or something. Like, well, it's for that.
Every weird animal, or every weird animal practice where it's like, we shave off the this of animals. It's like, and it makes men more potent.
That's why they're hurting the animals.
So they say that it's an ancient tradition that is a testosterone-driven elixir to improve male health.
I would never take a bath in blood.
But Nikki, what if I could promise you that it's going to make
forever.
You...
Mm-hmm. No,
well, maybe not live forever, but like, you know, really help you.
That facial was popular for a while. Like you kind of take your own blood out and you put it back in to kind of make your face glow and stuff.
Are you glowing?
I don't want to. I like my blood where it is and I don't need to take it out and I don't want to take a bath in it.
I don't know. Well, here you go. Like I just sent you a picture of people
doing
that
say
are doing it. Some people say they even drink the blood from the
poor animal. Come on. Oh yeah. Okay. So it's mixed in water. It's diluted. Yeah.
So it's not pure,
it does not look like that. No, it's like, like the beer baths that people do or the chocolate one at the Hershey spa.
There's just one
difference. I know what it is.
One comes from cruelly sawing off the antlers of a live animal. The other comes from chocolate and hops.
Seems like they boil up the blood in a bottle in a pot to froth it up get it in preparation for the bath.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, you know what?
I still feel sorry for the deer because I think he's alive, which is why they're tying him up.
I'd say it's a pretty good chance.
He's alive and he's just looking like his eyes are like, what are we doing here, guys? Like, why are you holding on to me?
It's a little weird.
Am I leaving?
Little weird.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah. Well, he is Putin, Nikki. I mean, he has his own song.
It's not just him doing that, though. Others are doing that.
Okay. All right. Like, let's just step back just for 1 minute. Are you and I doing anything
that we're not doing it, that we should be?
Like, no, that we are doing right now that other people are like, that is barbaric.
Hopefully
that
not.
Is just ridiculous.
Mm-mm.
You guys are drinking water.
Mine's sparkling. So.
Are you telling me that you strip the leaves from plants and boil them in water?
I don't think we're near this stuff.
It's just tea. Oh, that is cruel.
This was the worst of the riot, and we'd like to congratulate you on having the stomach to stick around to the very end. The riot exists because Radio U exists, and Radio U only exists because of your support. Find out more and give now at radiou.com/donate.
You can't have a Happy Meal there, but you can take a dump on the street.